Hello, and welcome to Morning Prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. Today is Tuesday, and this is the third week after Pentecost. This week, we are once again focusing our attention on the gospel reading that is assigned for this coming weekend. Our theme for this week will be Jesus' disciples share his peace. We now begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, God has spoken to us by his Son. A reading from Luke chapter 10, beginning this morning at verse 3. Jesus said to the 72 that he sent out before him, "Go on your way. I am sending you out like lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if a person of peace is there, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you." The word of the Lord. Jesus' instructions to the 72 that he is sending out into all of the villages that he intends to go to announce the coming of the kingdom of God, to prepare the way for Jesus' coming to them, continue. He sends them out, he says, like lambs in the midst of wolves. What a terribly scary place to be then as a disciple, surrounded by predators, yet being God's people in that place. What a vulnerable place we are in when we become a follower of Jesus, when we become a follower of the Lamb who was slain and who is now honored and glorified through his resurrection. That's always on that far horizon, right? The resurrection and the life of the world to come. But right now, we are as Christ is in the world, like lamb surrounded by predators. We move forward in this mission and by carrying no purse, no bag, no sandals, and we greet no one and look for no help upon the road. Our support, as we're going to see tomorrow, will come completely from the person of peace that we meet on the other end when that connection is formed and that welcome is made. But first of all, at the heart of this message, as they prepare the way for Jesus, they come and they announce the peace of the Lord to be with them and upon this house. Peace is more than just the absence of conflict. It is a healing, a wholeness, a forgiveness of sin, of being put back together, of being reconciled. The kingdom of God truly comes when peace breaks out, when people are made whole and brought together and unified. And so in announcing that Jesus is coming and that the peace of the Lord is for this house, if that person accepts that peace and opens that door and welcomes them in, then this peace, this shalom, this wholeness breaks out and finds that connection. As Jesus' disciples, we have been sent to share peace with the people that we come in contact with as the first thing that we do. To bring God's announcement of good news, of healing, of forgiveness, of reconciliation. If, of course, that peace is received, that peace remains with them. It enhances us. It makes this world better. But if that peace is not received, it comes back to us and it is left outside for that person. That peace that we give, then, is at the heart of this message. And it doesn't depend on our reaction on how well it is received. We are told to give and to give and to give following Jesus. That's what makes us so vulnerable. That's what makes us like lambs and sheep in the midst of wolves, is that we're coming to give peace. We're moving forward in love. We're working for God's reconciliation. And where that comes together, then peace and life break out. But not all receive it. There are still predators in the world, and so we suffer for that. But once again, on that far horizon is the promise that the God of peace, in whose name we come, is bringing that peace to the whole world. And we are but the forward messengers announcing its coming to all who would receive and believe. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ and all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the communion of faith in your church, and for the gift of relationships with others. For what else are we thankful? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world, heal the hurts of all of your children, and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land, for the people, the leaders, the ministries of St. Paul's Lutheran Church, for those who govern the nations of the world, for people in countries ravaged by strife and warfare, for all who work to bring about peace and international harmony, for all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction. For who else? For what else do we pray today? We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all harm and danger. We ask that you would also protect us today from sin and all evil, so that our life and actions may please you. Into your hands we commend ourselves, our bodies, our souls, and all that is ours. Let your holy angels be with us, so that the wicked foe may have no power over us. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage, hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak. Help the afflicted, honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.